Titus chapter 3 verse 10 says, "As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him." So listen to me, friends. When rebellion makes itself known, so we must make our allegiance to Christ known. We've all seen it. Troublemakers within the church, stirring up division, leading others astray, and yet nobody says a word. And too often, people choose passivity over action, afraid to make a scene or take a stand. But silence in the face of rebellion is not neutrality. It is surrender. And many churches have been wrecked by those unwilling to uphold truth. And this is why Scripture warns us to deal decisively with those who stir up division. Paul tells Titus to warn a divisive person twice and then have nothing more to do with them. In the book of Romans, we're reminded that these individuals serve not Christ, but their own desires, deceiving the naive with smooth words. Rebellion within the covenant family demands a resolute response. And the same is true in our homes. Parents, when a child turns from God's authority, it's not the time to waver. That's the moment to stand firm, to make it known that your loyalty is to Christ above all things. And too many have placed their allegiance in their children over the Lord. But when rebellion rises, love compels us to stand firm in truth. So ask yourself today, in a culture that rejects truth, and even among professing believers who rebel, is my allegiance clear? Am I following the King steadfastly? Pray for courage to stand firm in the truth of God's Word, and ask God for wisdom in handling division biblically. And lift up Ellie and Rana Costa El-Haj, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also pray for the French-Haitian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Haiti. Let's not be lukewarm. Let's make it known where we stand. And that is with the King.